Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Chuck and Shirt Off as we roll into our 4 o'clock hour on the FAN. We'll take you right up to the Braves and the Red Sox. It's 7:10 from Fenway. You'll get it on the radio on 93.7 FM, mostly. On the AM side, 680, but on the app. Crystal clear, high-definition radio, and that beat travels. The 4 o'clock hour of the show is brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you're looking to refinance your home or investment property, you need to contact South Point Financial Services at spfs.com. I have a quiz for you. We have a college football today around the corner, and we'll spin our wheel of headlines. What can we look forward to in the old CFT?
Okay.
Caught you off guard, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really know that was coming.
Yeah.
That was somewhere I could look and see what's up next. There's an on-field effect from an off-field story, and it's worth our attention.
All right, we'll get that coming up. And as I said, we'll spin our wheel of headlines in a moment for clickbait. Updated, I'm giving you quizzes all day today.
All right.
Two NFL stadiums remain without a corporate sponsor attached to them. Who are they?
Oh, everything's wrong with Soldier Field, so I guess that's one of them.
That's one of them.
Is it really?
Indeed.
And then, yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Lambeau Field.
Okay.
The only two, which, and we've joked around, there was a time when everything had either a sort of location name or was named after somebody. Now I have a hard time. Like, if you ask me the Arizona Cardinal home stadium, I don't know that I could do it. Like, or you started
it
asking.
It was Sun Devil Stadium.
State Farm Stadium.
Their State Farm? Okay, so their State Farm.
Yeah.
Like, would you know the, so the Chargers now are SoFi because they play where the Rams
used to
play.
Be Jack Murphy.
But that was San Diego, now they're LA.
Person, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
What is Jerry World? Is that not just
AT&T?
AT&T. See what I mean?
Again, was Texas Stadium.
What is Charlotte used to be?
You said Bank of America.
What are they now?
It's Bank of America.
Are they still Bank of America?
Yes.
I thought they changed that.
They may be leaving that. I think they did change that.
I thought they did.
Yeah.
I thought there was a new name. Anyway, so those two stadiums remain the only two.
Have you followed at all from afar what's going on with the Bears and Chicago?
I mean, they're trying to get
Soldier?
A dome stadium built and all that.
No, they're not. The Bears don't want anything to do with Lori. Is it Lori Lightfoot as the Chicago mayor?
The mayor, right. She was pushing for a dome stadium.
Apparently a year ago, the Bears went to her and, hey, we'd like to talk. Let's just have some talks. And her response publicly was, so the Bears have asked you about talks about a new stadium? Quote, they should worry about being relevant into October.
That was her line? She took a little shot at the team?
That was public.
Wow, that seems like a good idea to get votes.
So the Bears said,
she had Twitter just taking shots at people?
F her. And they're going someplace called, I think it's called Arlington Heights. And so they're moving
out
there.
My folks used to live there.
Okay,
yeah.
It's done. They don't want to talk. And so now she's like, well, come on back. We'll build you. They said, we'll build a canopy over so the snow will stay out.
Picture like the Braves moving here the way they did, or like a suburb of Detroit when they moved to Pawnee. Like this would be Arlington Heights, a suburb.
Do you know the seating capacity for 62,000? 62,000 for an NFL stadium.
Now, we were there. It seemed bigger. I don't know why.
So
it's a weird, just, have you been
they're
a soldier?
Gone, they're gone.
That's a weird looking stadium too.
Yeah.
It's like a spaceship on one side, just a very odd looking joint. So we'll see what happens on that front. Now we get those all important headlines.
It's the weirdest from the web that will surely get you a virus.
You open attachments and what happens? You get a virus.
Clickbait, presented by attorney Sean P. Collins. If you've been injured or need any form of legal representation, trust Sean P. Collins to win for you. Online at SeanPCollinsLaw.com.
Look at that. A little sponsor for you, BJ.
Yeah, and Dan's going to use Sean P. Collins next time you question about the name of the Charlotte Panthers stadium.
Is it Bank of America
it
still?
It is Bank of America still.
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry, I asked a question. I don't know the anger's necessary.
Yeah, so he's going to have to use Sean P. Collins for his personal
injury. I thought it
was
Wachovia Stadium.
Other than that, hi, guys.
Hi, BJ.
We got some cool headlines, and we're going to spin a wheel, and you're going to find out about select of them.
Carolina used to be Ericsson Stadium, and now they're back.
Yeah, that phone company went away.
All right. Explain to people what's going to happen here.
So we're going to have some headlines on the wheel. We're going to spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, you're going to find out about the story.
Do we have some headlines first?
Yeah, teen girl evicts family after being asked to give up bedroom to pregnant sister.
Okay.
Report, dozens get sick after visiting Kansas Splash Park.
Oh, I have those, man. Okay.
Yeah.
New York Blood Center offering beer for blood.
Ew.
You really don't want to get those juxtaposed.
Huh?
Scientist admits space telescope image is actually chorizo. Yeah. Wife hires three mistresses mm-hmm. to keep her husband happy.
That's a nice wife.
Man marrying identical triplets says they are equally beautiful, so he couldn't choose.
Nah, can we not do this topic?
We'll see what happens when we spin the wheel.
Here's the wheel of headlines. Where it stops, we don't know. None of this is planned out. Whatever story it lands on, we do it.
Scientists admit space telescope image is actually chorizo. This is the Webb telescope. It is the most powerful telescope in the world. It's based out in France and is run by a guy named Etienne Klein. He's a celebrated physicist, and he is over the space telescope program there in France. Well,
what's this got to do with sausage?
Let me tell you, he sent out a photo about last week on Twitter saying that he has found a star in the telescope that's 4.2 light years away from us, sending the scientific and the space community up into a frenzy because that would be one of the furthest stars that we were able to capture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's come out that just a couple of days ago, he's had to admit that he was just joking. That was actually a very zoomed in image of a chorizo.
Is it like on the lens?
That he was eating. So he just wanted to prank everybody and get a good laugh. He didn't think anybody would take him seriously because 4.2 light years is so far away. Uh-huh. And we've never been able to capture an image that far away. But everybody believed him. And
so this is like Alex Jones is looking through telescopes.
Basically, he has now turned into the Alex Jones of the space community.
Spin the wheel.
And yeah, he's apologized, and now there are people in France calling for his job, saying he's not trustworthy.
All for chorizo. All right, spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Story number two, clickbait. Wheel of headlines, where it stops, we don't know.
Wife hires three mistresses to keep her husband happy. This may work for some. They each get a $400 wage to partake in this. This is in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Pathima is her name, and she has just decided that it's too much work keeping her husband happy. So she has farmed it out, for lack of a better term. She says that her husband has been working hard. She has been working hard, and there's just no time for an intimate relationship. So for the best of the marriage, mm-hmm. she is going to bring in mistresses. Now, the problem is her husband has a very inconsistent schedule, and one mistress just couldn't sign up
mm-hmm.
for the full shift.
Oh, it's like a nanny. That's,
yeah. So they take turns, and they're on call for when husband is feeling rowdy. He can get Randy with one of the mistresses.
Question again, what's the locale of this?
This is in Thailand.
Yeah, it's always somewhere else. It's not, you know,
Denver.
Brunswick.
Right. Although this is pretty awesome, right? So the wife's like, listen, Dave's let himself go. I'm busy. I don't have time for all that. So she's hiring three different options for him, like a Tuesday night when he's, you know, wanting this BJ.
He's working the 6A to 6P, and correct. She's making sure that it's covered.
He wants to get, you know, whatever he needs taken care of, and he's got three different options at his disposal.
Very selfless wife.
You understand divorce would never happen again. If this was something that came to fruition, if people were willing to, we'd never have divorce.
I have to imagine that would eliminate what? Cheating and lying?
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you most likely going to lie about? Cheating.
Right. This is a huge win.
Who gets to pick the mistress?
Sounds like the wife.
Yes, she is handling the interviewing process and the selection, and the mistresses have to agree that they will not bear a child with her husband.
Well, there's a way to take care of that on his end, so you don't have to worry about it. I guess
they agreed. They agreed. They said they wouldn't do it.
Hoyt's upset that he doesn't get to choose his mistresses. The wife does. I'm assuming she's picking stuff that he knows or that she knows. He's not going to leave me for. He'll have a good time, and we're all happy. $400 each, huh? I want everybody listening to the show to present this to your wife tonight. This happened in Thailand?
Yes.
Try this and see how that goes and report back to us in the morning.
Cheaper than a child payment, though.
Child support payment?
Yeah.
Depends on your income.
I mean, and you're having sex with strangers. This is awesome.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
Wheel of headlines. Where it stops, we don't know.
New York Blood Center offering beer for blood. The classy people in New York City, they're short some blood. The blood supply is apparently dangerously low in New York City, so they're teaming up. The state-run New York Blood Center is teaming up with 25 local breweries to give away free beer for blood donations.
All right, now when do you get the beer? Because if it's after the blood, aren't you kind of low a pint anyway, and then you drink the beer and you'll just pass out?
Well, they give you orange juice, don't they?
They do, and a cookie.
And a Fig Newton.
Right.
Chuck, you are absolutely right. They did think ahead. Their vouchers are not redeemable for the same day that you donate blood.
All right.
You can go the next day, and you can't come in loaded on beer to donate blood.
Oh, that bad is blood at that point,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they will be testing the blood to make sure.
So wait a minute. Is this, do you get to pick? Like, you get craft beer, or is it just like whatever they have in a can?
Voucher.
Yeah, they have vouchers with 25 breweries around the city of New York.
Well, that's outstanding.
So main ones in Brooklyn and Queens and the Big Island of Manhattan.
Can I say this to the folks in New York?
He would be gray and like passed out each day with all these marks all over his arm.
Hey, New York, we give blood down here just because we care about others. We don't need to be bribed with, you know, giving blood. That's typical New York. Too worried about dumb things like baseball pennant races up there.
Yes, Al. Ah.
Loser. One more time, spin the wheel. Wheel of headlines. Where it stops, we don't know. Long spin. What a muscle.
Dozens get sick after visiting Kansas Splash Park. Shout out to Goddard, Kansas. This is near Wichita, remnants of Little Squirts Island.
Oh, is that? No.
was an E. coli bacteria breakout that caused 21 people to get sick at this water park there. It is Tangia Wildlife Park in Goddard.
Uh-huh.
And another 36 people got a different type of illness, gastrointestinal, which means they had the squirts themselves.
Plumbing.
All from this water park outbreak. They are trying to trace back the cause of it. They believe that...
Here's the cause of it. Somebody pooped in the water.
Yes.
You don't have to dig so deep.
Man. They believe that the water supply or a body of water was infected this splash park.
Hold on. I hate to break this to everybody. Just because we only hear about it everywhere. Every water park you go to, there's poop in it.
But if
you open your mouth, you're going to get some poop water.
But they blast it with the chlorine and all the other chemicals. They electroshock it at night, whatever.
Correct. But you're still getting poop in
your mouth.
Into
submission. When they're not doing it properly, then 30 people get injured.
Well, some of this is the parents, too. You're supposed to double up the swim diaper. The one swim diaper and then the suit that has the swim diaper
on
it.
And I got news.
I thought you weren't supposed to double up because of friction.
If you're going down the dragon's tail, there ain't no 3-year-old peeing on that, okay?
Yeah, but the water's the water. It all ends up, it's down there.
Nah,
it's going to end up over here.
This sucks too. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't like fun stuff. Maybe the only fun thing that I love going to the water park.
Nope.
Love it.
Every time I hear one of these stories, no, I'm not doing it.
And I hadn't been in probably 6-7 years because I don't know that I'll go back after COVID. I don't know.
I'm not worried about the COVID. I'm worried about the poop all over the place.
The
fecal matter in your mouth.
No, I'm saying that's in the pools and things like that. If you go just down the water slides.
Yeah, you believe that.
It's the same water for every slide.
What are you talking about? You're going down a poop-filled slide.
When do you see a 3-year-old in pull-ups going down a water slide?
But in the big pool with the splash pad, all that water comes together.
Yes. That's way across the other side of an unnamed water park in Marietta.
Do you know how much poop water you drank? You have no idea. It's Potter. You have Potter all in you.
No.
You've been drinking poop water. You love the water parks. Poop water all in your mouth.
Really quickly,
And by the way, I haven't seen a 3-year-old with the pull-ups on there. I haven't seen a 12-year-old crapping his pants on there either. Okay? So you're kind of safe. On the water slides, you're saying it's the Splash Mountain thing, the giant like communal pool.
Because Chuck's 10 feet up on the water slide, they don't get poop water up there. It's all clean. You're right.
Oh, the lazy river, different.
Poop water. You're in a
well. Yes, thank you.
Lazy. It's a lazy
you're
poop
marinating
river.
Marinating in it at it's that all,
it's,
point.
It's all fecal matter. And you know what? You've survived it. You don't want to take too much of it in, but you've had poop water you didn't even know.
Devil's Punch Bowl, that's different.
You know what that is? That's poop punch bowl. That's what that, yes, Dan.
You got to watch out for trench mouth. That's what the girl at Woodstock got.
The director
Hold on.
You don't remember that?
Do you want to explain to people?
So everybody, they like cut into water lines and they were all basically drinking and bathing in poop water. And one girl got trench mouth, which was like lesions and stuff. It was
everybody's having an early dinner tonight. I hope you enjoy that. Oh, my God.
Snuff film.
Matt Fouts is the director of the water park. He said, we are analyzing the data to learn what happened here.
But you're analyzing poop.
But the one thing that he says as a suggestion to all the families is tell your kids, don't drink the water at the water park. That is clickbait.
Office kick.
Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta, because money matters.
Good to beat it, King.
DuffyRealtyATL.com. There's your website. You got some real estate business. Use Rhonda. That's the short version. DuffyRealtyATL.com. I said there is an on-field effect, and that's what I always try to talk about. It's always way more interesting to me than the off-field stuff. But an off-field story out of Oklahoma, there is an on-field effect of it. It's worth our attention. Cale Gundy, who has been at Oklahoma at OU in Norman, he's 50 years old. He was at UAB for, like, I don't know, a couple of seasons, maybe a season and a half. Other than that, he's been at OU since he was 18 years old. And he resigned, I think it was yesterday or maybe it was late Sunday he resigned. And here was my response yesterday on air. I said, now I'm going to get to the details of it as we are starting to find out maybe a little bit more extensive version of those. I said, I'm going to allow people who know more of the details to be outraged about him having to resign if that's what they want to do. I'm going to allow people who think it's a proper outcome to end zone dance about that outcome because there has to be more. And so what do you mean there has to be more? A guy who showed up as an 18-year-old quarterback and essentially never left campus and has been a coach and a coach and a coach and a coach, and he was the wide receivers coach last year. He's been the OC the past four seasons or five seasons. The story that came out was team meeting, and everybody has their iPads with the plays on it. And you're going through, and when I swipe, it's supposed to swipe on yours. Well, some player had taken over his iPad and was going on social media, and he was doing stuff on social media. So Coach Gundy walks over, takes up the iPad, and the original story where I was like, I'm not going to be outraged, and I'm not going to say it was the right decision, because there has to be more to this. I was like, how does a guy that's 18 years old, and then now he's 50, and he's been Oklahoma his entire life, over this initial, I was like, there has to be more. Well, it turns out there might have been. The initial story was, so he walks over, takes up the iPad, just starts reading top of his mind, or top of it, just as he's going, didn't preview it. And as he's reading, what he is reading verbatim as it appears in front of his eyes, it's coming out of his mouth as well. It includes a word that he shouldn't have said. I don't know what that word was. I hadn't investigated. Don't care. I was thinking, so he walks over, picks up an iPad, and just starts reading out, previewing it. And he said a word that he shouldn't have said. I was like, I think you can come back for that, I think, especially if you've got 30 years there and you've always been known as a good guy and all this other stuff. It's like, I think you can come back from that. Okay. The now evolving story is that he picked up the iPad. Oh, excuse me, this is more important. And he started reading as a presentation what was on there. And then he turned around as, does anybody think? And then he said it again. This is more important than our playbook. And he turned, anybody in the hallway think? And then he said it again. This is more important. Now, he said the whole phrasing, but it included this. And he said it again. And he said it again. And he said it again. So there was a little bit more. It's the exact same story, but it's times four or five or however many times. The point is, there is going to be an on-field result for this. If you remember LaDainian Washington, he's one of those three big old tall receivers Missouri had back when they first joined the conference, and they had success with him. He and Doriel Green Beckham, they had three of them, so really good. Well, he has been an assistant coach and now, an off-field analyst. He'll now be the wide receivers coach. You go from a 30-year vet, basically, who bleeds OU to a rookie coach. There is going to be an on-field effect, especially when you have a new head coach, a new OC, Jeff Lebby coming back, a new quarterback. quarterback transferred in from UCF, all new receivers everywhere. It was already new, and so the value of spring practice and whatever you had built up through the summer with Coach Gundy, there's going to be an on-field effect for OU, and it's not going to be a good one, not at first at least. But you now understand a little bit more what led to his resignation.
Chuck Oliver's College Football Today, brought to you by Duffy Realty of Atlanta on the College Football Voice of the South, 680 The Fan.
All righty, coming up next, finding a fan on Braves Twitter with some perspective isn't really easy. But I found one who deserves some attention.
OBX Leatherman.
All right, maybe there's two then. It's not him. I'll tell you who it is next.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Thanks for spending your Tuesday right here with us. We're going to walk you right up to the Braves and the Red Sox, which follows on The Fan and The Fan mobile app. Braves trying to get back in the win column after losing three in a row with Charlie Morton. Getting the ball for the Braves, Rich Hill for the Red Sox. Braves lineup is out. Pretty standard, except Robbie Grossman getting the start against the lefty tonight. He was brought in here to hit lefties. Hopefully he can do that tonight. A quick two-gamer for the Braves in Boston. Day off again Thursday, and then it's on to Miami. The 4 o'clock hour of the show brought to you by South Point Financial Services. If you're looking to refinance your home or investment property, you need to contact South Point Financial Services at spfs.com. Coming up in 5 minutes, a tremendous truth for Georgia Tech football.
They're not good.
Feels like a spoiler. No, that's not it. A tremendous truth for Georgia Tech football that not enough relevant people believe. We'll talk about that in 5 minutes. But first, as the miserable weekend in New York is now behind us, I'm hoping Braves fans have kind of taken a deep breath. And it was awful. It was painful. It sucked. But the reactions on social media, which, again, I should never really get over, like, you know, over, you know, too focused on, give it as much of attention as it deserves because it's such a small portion of people. But I am always entertained, for a lack of a better term, by the reactions on social media, especially from a fan base that just experienced the title, I don't know, 8 months ago, 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. So finding a fan with perspective, I always appreciate. I saw where old friend Jake Rowe, who covered college football for 24/7 Sports.
Jake Rowe from Dogs 24/7. Jake, how are you, man?
I'm good. This is Jake Roos from UGASports.com.
Wow. Wow.
I'm talking about Jake Rowe.
Jack, how are you this morning?
So Jake is also a big Braves fan who I thought offered some good perspective, tweeting Monday morning, Charles. This is what Jake Rowe tweeted. Self-call-out, I suck as a Braves fan. Over here, can I say this word? Can I say the P word? Okay. Over here, pissing and moaning over a good baseball team when it won a World Series 9 months ago, all because it's not entertaining me the way I want. I boo myself. Your thoughts?
Not alone in what he's doing, but kind of alone in calling himself out like that and being self-aware. We all do it. We lose perspective. Our memory is 15 minutes.
Is he right or is he soft because the championship made him soft? And I'm not saying Jake. I'm just saying in general. Because I've said multiple
that
times.
Happens. It changes. It does. I want to say it doesn't, but it does.
I've said multiple times since they won the championship, I don't find myself getting as, even this past weekend, angry as I probably would have before. I think I have a much better perspective on it because I said to you guys yesterday, August 8th, the Mets are better than the Braves. What does that get you? if you're old enough in this city, you know the Braves have been the best team on August 8th a lot. And most of those years, it did not equal the ultimate prize, which was hosting a parade, hoisting up a trophy, having a full offseason of celebration. I would have much rather the Braves won 4 of 5 in New York. That's obvious. I also don't freak out that they're better than us in August because that doesn't get you ish.
All right. I've relayed this example before, but Jason Kofar used to work here, Alabama grad.
Never heard of him.
National champs, 2010. They lose to South Carolina. They finished third in the division. I'm like, hey, he finished third in the division. He's like, I got a national championship. I'm good. And I was like, what? Well, that's not, no, that can't. I thought he was lying. I thought he was just trying to cover up, just trying to make his, I got a national championship 2010. Next year, I was like, no, I'm kind of good. 8-4, and probably overachieved, kind of an average 8-4. And next year, I was like, no, I'm kind of good. I got a national championship. I'm going to say a different version of this, though. You said it makes you soft. That makes you soft. When you are a fan, Major League Baseball team, NBA team, college football, whoever, you're a fan. Almost always, you only get the tough part. You get the part of paying money to go to the game. You don't get paid to be there like a player. You get to pay to be there. When they lose, you don't get 6 months off to get ready for the next season. You have to go to your job the next day. We almost always only get the tough result, and we don't get the paycheck or the fame or the schedule or anything else. So when we get a title, you act however the hell you want to as a fan.
I agree. I guess what I would follow it up with is,
that make you soft.
The likelihood is the Braves don't win the championship again this year.
Likelihood is that, yes.
Because rarely does a team ever go back-to-back in any sport. But
I'm not going to feel like I did if last year never happened.
Agreed. But they're in position to go to the postseason again. And if they're in the postseason, guess what? They have a chance to win another championship. And I'm all for bitching and complaining and moaning. That's what we do as fans. But with some perspective, right? I'm reading some of these things like, here's one, Chuck. A few examples of the whiny bees on Braves Twitter who have no perspective. These are responses to Dave O'Brien and Kevin McAlpin, like Space Coast Mark, who wrote, teams get hot and teams get cold. Biggest concern I see, regardless of whether hot or cold, is the Braves don't play smart baseball that often. The Mets seem to be strategically invested in maximizing the baseball acumen of its players, whereas the Braves are just happy-go-lucky. They didn't look very happy-go-lucky in New York. They struck out a gazillion times. Yep. And after a team strikes out, I said this about the Braves in the 90s while it was going on, or the 2000s, when they used to be called too businesslike. When you're not having success in the postseason, there's not much to go crazy about and scream and rant and rave about in a good way. But this is the same team that had the happy-go-lucky approach that won the World Series 9 months ago,
and
for the most part.
If you want to go back to 9 months ago, help me. Last year's Mets 1-8, or actually 1-9, I guess now, the DH. Is it dramatically different? Who did they import?
That is. They've added some stuff. Starling Marte's there.
Okay, that's a big difference. Who else?
Mark Canna's been there.
That's not a big difference.
No, it's not, but it fits into their mold.
Okay.
Of guys who put the ball in play.
Because
they went out and did the Vogelbach thing.
All right, now that was this year, but I'm saying overall, for the majority of this season versus last season, the owner of the team last year, remember, sent out the tweet, how can professional major league hitters make such poor contact? It's mostly the same guys who are executing better.
Lindor's been a lot better. They also added Eduardo Escobar. They've added some stuff. They're healthier. I think that's a lot to do with it. Braves fan KD writes, the Braves have a manager that doesn't manage. He just lets the players swing away, refuse to play small ball. The home run or nothing mentality against teams with good pitching, it doesn't work.
I worked in Houston. I saw it work.
No. KD writes, if the Braves want to make a legit playoff run, they need to change up their strategy and actually manage. Huh. I could have sworn they hit 23 postseason home runs, 11 in the World Series, and that carried them to a championship.
On the road against some really good pitching.
That's what I keep saying, though. Like, that's a loss of perspective.
Execution.
When you have a right to, when you have a nerve to write, you can't win this way. They just did. They just won hitting home runs and having a dominant bullpen. That's the whole reason they won the championship. Here's my favorite, though, from Dwight Schrute from The Office. I didn't know he was a Braves fan. He posted this after the loss on Sunday. Yep. Tough loss, and they're going to miss the playoffs. They have a terrible record against teams above 500. This team has no drive. They're going to get their asses kicked. Not one player except Strider. It doesn't bother the rest of them. This team can go to hell.
Yeah, Dwight has 2 W's, so you just kind of go right past it and don't notice.
Go to hell. They just won you a championship.
Go to hell.
Grown men were crying. People were hugging strangers.
Yeah.
Like, we were up and down a parade. Or this guy's like, this team can go to hell. What have they ever done for me?
Took a vacation today to go stand outside on the sidewalk to see a bus drive past. And Jesse Chavez with a bright red hat on. And everybody just took a day off work to see that happen and now go to hell.
I'm all for bitching and moaning and complaining. It's awesome. It's a fan's right.
By the way, they're in second place and they're in the playoffs.
Have a little perspective, man. It was a sucky weekend and a weekend that's going to, or in a series or a season that's going to give you a bunch of good weekends. It was a sucky weekend.
Well, why are those on edge about all that?
I don't know. People are just miserable. There's just a segment of every, and it's mostly, it's Braves Twitter, it's Rams Twitter, it's whoever just won a championship. There is a certain segment of that fan that does not care. If you don't win the title every year, I hate you. Not that it's just disappointing, and not, I hate you. You go to hell, I don't want to root. You've never done anything good for me, but they just won a championship last year. I don't care. That's the loss of perspective I'm talking about. Good job, Jake Rowe. I'm proud of him. So what's the tremendous truth for Georgia Tech football that not enough relevant folks are believing?
You don't have to play weird to win. You don't. And I think that playing style, I believe it will be a relevant conversation to have come probably November. Unfortunately, I believe it's going to start before that. And I'm a Jeff Collins fan. I think he's a good coach. I know the reasons Tech is in the position it is. Three wins, and maybe four this year. I don't know.
You think he's – I don't know if he's a good coach or not. I have no idea.
As an assistant, he was good, and he won at Temple when he was there for two seasons. So I was expecting it to be better. Hell, everyone was. But I think he gets fired this year. That's just what I think happens. And so you're going to think about who the next coach is and what the conversation is going to be and which way to take the program. You do not have to play weird. And when I say not enough relevant people believe that, I don't know if it's the administration. I don't know if it's the fans. But the talk about we have to go out and get Troy Calhoun or the Munkin that runs the triple option or the Navy coach who most recently, I guess, Arizona sniffed around a little bit. And here's the tough part. I think that is the opinion we'll start hearing maybe as early as October 1st. You know what happens October 1st? They play at Pitt. Pitt's a lot better than them. That is after an opening month where they play three teams that won 10 games last year. So very easily could be 1-4 at that point and be buried. In fact, Matt, are they going to beat UCF, Ole Miss, or Clemson?
The UCF thing wouldn't be stunning, but the other two would be pretty surprising.
All right. And Wake Forest, see, they don't have to play weird, do they? They're winning. Mm-hmm. Northwestern doesn't play weird. They win. Stanford was literally as far away from, we got to play weird, left foot. No. Stanford was as far away from that as you could. They would play with three tight ends and four fullbacks. That was as far from weird as possible. And the Cardinal folks, nobody has academics better and tougher and all that in Division I than Stanford. It is a crutch. And as soon as October 1st, the night of October 1st, if there is a bad loss at Pitt and it's a 1-4 start, that crutch may be used as justification to hire an off-the-radar guy who runs a weird offense. Now, you can do that. Please understand, and I mean this, Tech fans, administration, anybody with a vote, you don't have to do that. You really don't.
Would that also be the admission that we can't get anybody we think from a traditional program that's going to want to come here and is going to want to stay here?
They're not.
So we've got to do something. Yeah. And it's the lazy response because Paul Johnson came here and had success doing something different. I don't like when you admit defeat, though. And that's what that would be. That would be admitting academics and the money. And we have to do something. We have no other recourse. We have to go different. Like, if you want to go different, Mike Leach would have been different. He would have been funky and entertaining and a different style. He doesn't play traditional the way a lot of people do. He'll throw the ball around 45, 50 times.
And maybe offered to teach a class.
Which would have been even more entertaining. But then we get into when you pivot from that conversation is start giving me candidates, which is so unfair and reckless because there's still a coach over there. Yep. Right.
Okay. Which is why I hate talking about this. I think he's a good coach.
You still did it. You hate it, but you still did it.
1-4. What does that do for you? What do you start thinking?
I don't think they fire him at 1-4, though.
No, but what do you start thinking? You start having the conversation about, we got to get weird.
Yeah, the writing's on the wall. We tried to do
it like everybody else. In fact, they tried to do it like everybody else with, at least in one case, a player better than Jahmyr Gibbs. My gosh, that player was on Georgia Tech's football roster for 2 years.
But this is just about getting it right and getting it wrong. It's not about being different or doing it like everybody else. It's about getting it right.
Absolutely. You are 100% right. However, when you just experience this level of disappointment, If you go if you go three wins, four wins. All right, well, what was familiar and better than this? You know, like eight wins. Let's go back to that.
So you'd have to do a whole rebuild again of a different way and all these different athletes and all this different stuff.
I don't know, man.
I don't have the answers because I'm not that bright. But I would tell you, you don't have to go different. You have to just do it better when you make the hire. The Jeff Collins, and I didn't know enough about him then. I still don't have enough like data to tell you anything now. Like, it's been awful. That's obvious. But I can't tell you strategically he's a good coach. It felt like a very comfortable, like, because he was here before we hired him.
Yeah, and do you know who the other guy was? And we don't know. This will have to wash itself out. Do you know who the other choice was kind of hot? Was Elliott.
Who's I remember Tony Elliott. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, now he's head coach of Virginia. If he starts to have, imagine if it's 1-4 or if it kind of unfolds to a 3 or 4 wins, it's November and you're looking up and suddenly in Charlottesville, they look like they got something going on. Makes it look even worse.
They didn't do anything different. They just did it better. That's what it comes down to. All right, coming up next, it's not what it's going to take to get Roquan. Front office Lowe says it's the challenge of keeping Roquan in Atlanta if he's to end up a Falcon. He'll tell you about that challenge next. Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. Charles, if you have about 45 minutes, I would direct you to the Seth Wickersham piece that he wrote on Sean McVay.
Oh, I saw.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
In depth.
The age of McVay or the era.
I mean, it talks everything from the championship win to his lifestyle now, his newly purchased 9,000 square foot home in Hidden Hills, California. I'd love to see what the price tag on that one is.
Did he marry
they're married, yes. Okay. The model girlfriend of his. They're now married. Wait, said to me during the break, well, when's he going to have a chance to enjoy the house? I said in 3 years when he's retired doing
he's games. He's a champion. He's a champion.
He'll be doing one game a week, and he'll be in that beautiful house. And I guess Drake lives in the neighborhood, Miley Cyrus, the Jenner Kardashians. It's quite the party there on the weekends. They can have a big block party with everybody. If you want to stay connected to all the latest news around this joint or your favorite fan shows, you should have the Fan app. You can get Baseball at Night as well. It's all driven by Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com to see what
wow
really means. Download the Fan app now in the iTunes and Google Play Store.
Hose.
The man that knows the cap, bonuses, and all of that. He's the one that gets you cut. Front office, so don't give a word. He's the guy who knows the law. Can't put him against the wall. He's the guy with all the answers. Matt and Chuck are backup dancers.
Front office knows it all. All brought to you by Entry Point Doors and Windows. It's time. It's time to change that entryway. Do it with Entry Point Doors and Windows, a top 200 remodeling company in the entirety of this nation, and also Window and Door Magazine's Dealer of the Year. Just go to EntryPointAtlanta.com, sign up for the free estimate, and you can get the ball rolling with Entry Point Doors and Windows.
I need windows.
Well, they can help you with that. All right. That's not a problem. Maybe if you need one window or multiple windows, no problem.
I need you to connect me with somebody over there. I need windows.
I'll get you with my people. They're great to work with. So I'm not really surprised by this segment, in part because whenever there's a new shiny toy out on the NFL market, I automatically get like the text or the call from Matters Familiar. Hey, how do we afford this? How do we do this?
I saw Roquan's statement this morning. I'm like, we need him. What do we have to do?
Well, I think you guys did a pretty good job earlier in the show summing up. He's a tackling machine. And when you talk about tackles for loss, he's been right there. The question becomes this, and there's only two teams in the NFL. You guys were talking about who's gotten paid. In the NFL right now, when it comes to inside linebackers, and there's some guys that are special around the league.
Roquan, I did a real poor job of trying to come up with a comparison. I came up with a guard. I mean, I did the best I could.
He went with a non-traditional position that you pay.
I did.
Okay.
Well, there's guys that if they are incredible at what they do, they get a second contract and they get paid well. The problem that we've seen is that the inside linebacker in the NFL kind of mimics the running back. There's not a lot of teams that want to pay them to the next contract. They'll do the first 4 or 5 years, but then they don't want to give them the next deal. For instance, there's only two inside linebackers right now that are on significant second deals. There's C.J. Mosley, who's probably the standard right now. He got $5.85 from the New York Jets because they had money to spend, and obviously the Falcons are going to have money to spend. So there's always that possibility.
And in free agency, you're going to overpay. That's just part of it.
That's part of it. The only other one was Deion Jones. As of now, when you talk about cap hits around the league, Deion Jones has the highest cap hit of any inside linebacker. It's $20 million. The next one's C.J. Mosley at 17. Then you got to go all the way to Eric Kendrick with the Minnesota Vikings. He's only at about $13 million. So when you have a guy like Roquan, who's looking to basically make somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million, it's not really about the money. The Falcons are going to have the money, and they're not going to have players yet that they have to spend the money on.
Right.
They've got room over the next couple of years. The problem is, do you want to have another $20 million inside linebacker for a player that, again, he's dynamic, but he's not a guy who's consistently putting quarterbacks on the ground when you're talking about like 10 or 15 sacks?
Okay, here's my question then, because those are all valid points. Two things. Number one, the Bears took him eighth. If you're taking somebody eighth, your hope is to pay them for the second contract because they're so good and they're at a stalemate. That's part one. Part two, Los, and what you and Chuck both bring it up, which I fully admit, that position is not one that I typically pay. They're not going to have a quarterback on the roster in the next 4 years that's going to get a big chunk. They've already paid Matthews. They paid Grady. I guess A.J. Terrell would be the only other one. Like, I can afford to fully admit I'm overpaying certain positions because I don't have other stuff that I need to pay. Is that fair?
It is fair. You can allow your cap to be a little bit wonky because you don't have a franchise quarterback that you're paying. I think the one other element to bring up with this, and when you say, well, the Bears took him eighth, the way the NFL works, no. The guy in Atlanta took him eighth. There he didn't take him eighth. And so that's the problem that's going on when you ask, why is he available?
Yeah.
Their general manager and their new ownership and their new group just goes, he's not our guy. We wouldn't have taken him eighth, so we're not paying him $20 million. If you want to talk about draft pick compensation, I believe this kind of mimics similar to what Julio was. A second round in the upcoming year, maybe a fourth in a future year. But I think a second and a fourth sounds like more than enough for a guy because, again, you're going to have to pay him $20 million a year if you're bringing him in here.
I think the other thing you have to now weigh that against is go look at the free agent market next year. And we all get excited over the money, and I do too. It's like, okay, that gives us options. And, Los, you know this like I do. Very quickly, the free agent thing gets whittled down because if a team has a young player who they drafted, most times they're going to end up either keeping them by long-terming them or they can go with the franchise tag. So then you get to a free agent market, you're like, I don't like anything I'm going to overspend on. So in lieu of that, and you don't have to do this with Roquan now, you can wait till he's a free agent, you're going to overpay for somebody's B-level stuff no matter who you pay.
Oh, I like how you put that, because oftentimes the guys that make it to free agents are typically B-level players. The guys where they do change teams, they may be an A-level player, like an A.J. Brown who was getting to that level in Nashville. They hit him with the franchise tag, and then they found a trade partner. That's pretty typical of what's going on. If you're going to land an A-level player who's a young guy, 26, 27 years old, and worth a big contract, typically you're going to have to either trade for a guy on a franchise tag, or this is where you do that deal, where it ends up being the second and the fourth, and you get him here, and you're the one who has to pay him. That is front office Los.
Good job, Los. Thank you very much.
Bye, guys.
There he is. Windows. I need windows.
Hose.
No, windows, not win hose. Windows. All right, coming up next, the biggest hole in the Braves offense is getting bigger by the day.
And each day, by day,
by day,
day by day,
by day,
by day. My day. I'm in.
Okay. Plus, I want no part of this Falcons wager.
Oh, Greg, that was lovely.
God almighty. We'll tell you about it next.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.